So today's podcast, I'm excited to switch our attention a bit to the lived realities of surgeons in today's world. I have the experience of talking to surgeons across the country who say that they went into healthcare to care for patients, but that's not enough anymore. With declining reimbursement, increased costs, expectations of high volume, it's putting a lot of pressure on you. And we're here to help you prepare for a journey into real estate. My guest today is Jared Dattis, president of NextCore Group. I had the opportunity to meet Jared well over 8 years ago, and it was in a context where I was looking for a trusted partner, a developer that would really develop large medical office buildings with me as a health system executive. But our primary desire and goal was to align with our physicians. I found Jared to be just a phenomenal partner in that work. One of the things that I appreciate most over the years of working with Jared is he's a problem solver. And I think that's what surgeons are looking for. I often say to Jared that he is best. He shines when the problems are complex, that the puzzle pieces to many people don't look like they fit, but he can come up with options and solutions in a very unique way with deep experience. Now, in the more recent years, Jared and I have been working together. We travel together, meeting with physicians like yourselves, really helping you identify the best solution for your desire to enter into healthcare real estate and ASC experience. So today we're going to switch our conversation on the brink to a conversation around being on the brink of ownership. And my guest today is Jared Dattis, one of my favorite people. And I say that because Jared and I have a shared history here. So as an executive looking for a partner to build a medical office building with, and our primary goal being around physician alignment, Jared came and delivered. Yeah. So welcome to the podcast, Jared.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. This is, and I appreciate the kind words in the intro. We've known each other for a long time now. It's been 8 years, roughly.
I think so.
Maybe a little
bit longer.
You're
going to age both of us here.
Oh, man. You look the same. I'm the one that's aged. But it was a real opportunity to meet you and to work with you. And I have a high level of respect for you as a healthcare leader. And I've worked with a lot of leaders over my 30-year career. And you're my favorite. And so, but don't tell anybody that.
Okay? Our secret.
Our secret. Fair enough.
Well, to that point, my history is as an administrator, and I think I demonstrated to you my commitment to finding solutions for our physicians. So today, what I'd really like to focus on is how you lead discussions and work with physicians to get their buy-in and bring their vision to life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if you would, how do you start? Let's say that a surgeon or a physician is expressing an interest in ownership in either the real estate or an ASC. How do you help them think about taking action?
So it's a really interesting question from a starting point. And I think it's helpful to understand what's the for why. And so from our perspective as a developer and investor and operator and manager really committed to the healthcare sector, we deal with physicians a lot. Like when we first met, that was an important part of the game plan that you had had with the system you were working for at the time, which was an alignment strategy, working with physicians, specifically surgeons, and how do you organize that opportunity? And, you know, I think the context for the industry is not a surprise to any of the surgeons or other physicians that may be listening to this podcast. The pressure is on reimbursements. Reimbursements are down. Physicians are working more. All providers are working more. But incomes are down. And the solution isn't just work harder. We create burnout scenarios. And ultimately, the physicians aren't getting rewarded for the quality work they're doing to do some of the most important work on the planet. So there's alternatives of how do we find income streams and wealth building vehicles for physicians. And so once the stage has been set in that with that context, then it becomes down to a business plan, which is, are we talking about a single specialty or a multi-specialty ASC? Has the group already been organized and formed? We deal with a lot of orthopedic surgeons that are just, they're very dialed into the business model. A lot of their procedures can be done outside of the hospital environment, right?
Yes.
And so that one's pretty clear. That's a single specialty ASC. We just completed a 10 OR multi-specialty ASC, which is a large ASC.
That is, for right? sure.
And so it's a different business strategy, but it, so the answer, it depends. It depends on what the overall objective is, who the practice is. Is this a syndication coming together with multiple practices? As you know, a lot goes into it. And so it's not an easy answer, but it is an easy answer. It's first clarity on what the objective is, and then having a business plan that makes sense. Projects that we've done together in our right. past, slightly different. You had a healthcare sponsor, the system you were working for at the time, that had a vision for its outpatient services and the alignment strategy. Really more around, I would say, a kind of a multi-specialty ASC with a desire to attract orthopedists if we can. So anyhow, I think going back to the starting point, it's the context and it's the business plan. And once you have that, then it's about how do you create alignment and execute. And then there's a whole other host of issues that go into making this happen.
This complex.
It's a little complex.
But I like where you started, right? And it's something that we remind ourselves of frequently, which is it's got to start with strategy and yeah. vision first.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I've always appreciated most about you is your ability to find solutions yeah. out of difficult and challenging situations. Sometimes I feel like the more complex the puzzle pieces yeah. are, the more you think about it and get creative and passionate about it.
Yeah.
So as we think about those situations where it's really hard to get alignment,
right?
And we've seen that, right? And so for our surgeons that are listening, how do you help get alignment, even within the physician group or between the parties there? I think that's one of the most challenging pieces.
Right. So I think, and I appreciate the comments, we do focus a lot on how do we create flexibility mm-hmm. and innovate on structures and execution. And it depends, again, on who the stakeholders are. So for this example, let's take an example of where we have a healthcare system and we have a group of providers, and there is a market need for an ASC and everyone's aligned on the business plan. I think it's helpful to have a third party developer that can help guide the parties, because at some level, you know, we're the executor to make these projects happen. And we can understand and organize the needs and demands of all of the stakeholders in a way that I think is a little different than if a healthcare system and surgeons were just working on it together, because right. sometimes There's absolutely a general acknowledgement and interest that we need to do this,
right.
but then there's issues around control and structure and all of those things. So we can be Switzerland in that case, and we're responsible for delivering these assets. So it's I think about a leadership element that is sometimes missing in these projects that can be a real help to start to align the interest and understand where the gaps are from the various groups. So for example, you've seen this before. It's a question of on the syndication, and in many cases, some of these centers are joint ventured with a healthcare right. system.
For sure.
Well, who has a majority of ownership?
Right.
Who decides on the management? Who decides really in working with the manager on the optimum scheduling? Who decides if it's going to be specialty center ASC, a center of excellence there, or it's a multi-specialty?
Right.
So those are all really important decisions, and I think having a third party that has the end in mind and can vision what we're going to do and what it takes to do and the capital structure that it takes to make happen, I think that's an important element to aligning those interests.
I couldn't agree more. And so one of my thoughts or questions was going to be where groups get stuck. And I think it's yeah. often right where you went there.
Yeah.
Certainly that's been my experience as well. So surgeons often want the majority and they think they need the majority for control.
Right.
I think you and I agree that their control is critical. Yeah. We need their investment, their excitement, both their personal investment, yeah. let alone their financials.
Yeah.
But it isn't necessarily always that they need to be at the 51% or more equity in order to get the control they want. Is that a fair statement?
It's a completely fair statement. No, I don't think, I mean, perhaps legally there's a conversation to be had about what that means, but I think practicality perspective from a business perspective, no, I don't think it means that. And I think there's lots of ways to help the physician surgeon get what they want through, right. you know, an economic arrangement, whether it be in the real estate or the ASC operations. We do like having physicians invest in these opportunities,
Absolutely.
Both in the operations, which can be, if it's well run, well organized, well conceived, can be extremely profitable. Better experience for the providers, mm-hmm. better experience for the patients. I've been one of those patients getting hernia surgery in an outpatient environment where my surgeon was an owner. And I was completely comfortable with it. He was happy.
Right.
He knew exactly what was going on in that in that surgery room. And I was comfortable knowing that he was comfortable because that's what really mattered. On the real estate side, it's also providing that opportunity because there's two different equities. One is an operational equity in the ASC, and another one is a real estate equity. And those are going to perform differently, right? There's different risk reward profiles. A larger equity opportunity in the real estate, in most cases, if we're talking about, in our case, we did 100,000 square foot building. That's a pretty
large investment.
It's a large investment. And I think for the physician, something to balance, and we help to try to, in effect, be the Sherpa in this regard, which is we don't want a physician to necessarily over-allocate in any particular area because we think diversifying in the operations and the real estate can really be a win for a physician.
Yeah, so I like what you're saying. And for our physicians that are thinking about being on this journey or taking this journey, is there's lots of options.
Yeah.
And it's really clarity up front about what they're looking for
right.
and then finding solutions that match that.
Well, and I also think it's important to what we think about, too, is how do ultimately we want to get to the end game here, which is a functioning ambulatory surgery center in this case. Right.
Yep.
And that involves everything from the business structure to getting the facility up and operational and the risks associated with that. Our goal is to de-risk that delivery of the real estate for all involved. And so because we don't want to be in a situation where a physician, for example, is an equity owner and they're taking undue risk.
Right.
Because sometimes projects are challenging and things happen. You need to be well capitalized to get through those stages and still provide that operation and get that building up. And so there's ways to structure the real estate in such a way to protect the physician's interest, but still give the physician what they ultimately need.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of experience in different structures and different situations, as you said. What would your advice be for surgeons that are starting to think about wanting to engage in either real estate investment and or the ASC?
Yeah. So sometimes this is an uncommon. Physicians, through their training, they spend a lot of time and a lot of money getting through the training.
Absolutely.
And I think for the younger physician coming into the healthcare space, oftentimes they're struggling with the debt load that they took on. And so I wouldn't want a younger physician to be hesitant about looking at investment opportunities in an ASC, assuming they're a surgeon, and real estate, even if they're a surgeon or not a surgeon, because ultimately it's like any investing. The sooner you're able to do that, you will reap the rewards if the asset has been organized correctly and you've partnered with the right group of people where you have alignment of interests and you have a structure that benefits everybody. So ultimately, my advice is these things seem scary at times for physicians. And I understand.
This is not what they're trained in.
It is not
their core experience.
It's not what they're trained in at all. But it is an important element because they're practicing in these places every single day. And these are important facilities, no matter how you slice it, no pun intended. But so it's vital that they look for these opportunities to invest.
I couldn't agree more. So as we help them think through their options, what does a viable business plan look like? What do they need to think about and get to make it financeable?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of ASC experts that are far more knowledgeable than I am on this topic. But I think what you can look at on the fundamental basis is there sufficient caseload that is going to happen in a particular market based on the specialty that you have? What are the competing elements in a particular market which may influence that caseload? Do you have that referral pattern that you can rely on? So it comes back down again to some of these fundamental business objectives to make sure that you can have a sound business. And then you have the alignment of the air quotes here, right physicians in that ASC to continue to drive and optimize that caseload. Super important.
So I think what I hear you saying, and something that you helped me think a lot about, is creating a business plan that makes sense to finance the building, if you will, to get it off the ground and out of the ground. But then to also think about the sustainability in the long run, because what we don't want is a failed enterprise.
You know, and you have to be very careful. And you and I spend a lot of time discussing this and looking at business plans and going through business plans. And we do this often with physicians. Have you seen a business plan that doesn't work? you've seen a financial projection that doesn't work, they usually don't get put forward in such a way to make it look that way. So really digging to the next level of analysis to make sure that in this case, caseloads are there, the right physicians are committed to the asset, and that you do have a sound business plan that you've tested and you've modeled, you've put in a little bit of, call it downsizing of the business plan so that you can make sure you stress test it in such a way that it still works is really, really important, because nobody wants to enter into a transaction like this on a business plan that's on the margin. That's not good for the surgeons. It's not good for the patients. It's not good for the healthcare provider system if they're involved, and it's not good for the investor or developer either.
Right. Anything else that I didn't ask you that you'd like to share with surgeons thinking about this journey?
Yeah, no, I mean, we could talk for hours about this topic. I mean, I do think the important thing to stress and emphasize is don't let a lack of experience in the space or a fear of the unknown about real estate and investing deter a physician from looking at the various investment opportunities associated with these type of buildings. It's important. And I think if you do something now and you look back 10, 15, 20 years, you'll be glad you did.
I really appreciate you ending there. I think, you know, surgeons are curious, right? And so what you're encouraging them to do, invest in their own long picture view of their own personal revenue, but also the impact where you started as a patient, right? You and I want our surgeons to be viable and happy, and their well-being very positive for caring for the communities.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you. I really appreciate you being a guest.
Anytime. Appreciate you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I trust that you enjoyed this conversation that I just had with Jared as much as I did. I'm sure you hear and can feel the passion that Jared exudes, along with the expertise and experience of working with physicians, health systems, and other partners to reach consensus. I hope you heard, as part of our ready room preparedness, that the time to ask questions is now. You don't have to wait till you have all of the answers, that you have all of your trusted advisors, that you have clarity. Go ahead and start asking those probing questions. Be curious. Start thinking about, is this single specialty, multi-specialty? Who do you want to work with? The piece that I want to particularly leave you with is Jared's comment around invest as early as you can, even though you're likely carrying debt and have concerns about your economic streams, because any investment that you make now only multiplies over time. The second piece that I want to really leave you with from the conversation with Jared is the importance of making good decisions up front. Not having all of the answers, but going ahead and working through what does that plan look like and start an execution. Let's go.